National Health Organization pushes critical race theory into medical field. By Spencer Lindquist on April 20, 2023. The National Child Traumatic Stress Network, NCTSN, a children's health organization created by Congress, proposed the use of racially biased hiring criteria in order to dismantle white supremacy culture. A 22-page document from the organization affirms the core tenets of critical race theory before applying them to the medical industry in an approach that is referred to as health equity. It also urges a series of actions, which include enacting racial preferences in the hiring process. Titled "Being Anti-Racist is Central to Trauma-Informed Care: Principles of an Anti-Racist, Trauma-Informed Organization," the document expresses a belief in systemic racism and calls on organizations to dismantle the white supremacy culture that continues to uphold racism. Systems and organizations must shift beyond performative action toward the fundamental transformation of becoming anti-racist and trauma-informed, the document reads. It also goes on to define racism not simply as prejudice based on race but instead as a system of structuring opportunity and assigning value based on phenotype, race. For any organization to become truly trauma-informed, it must work to dismantle racism along with the white supremacy culture that holds racism in place, the NCTSN claims. The organization also references slavery when it says, "Our society has done little to consistently address our traumatic past." The document goes on to claim that the study of trauma has been shaped by a Eurocentric approach focused on individual psychopathological responses to trauma types most likely to affect white children, centering interventions developed by white clinicians, and often based on research with white children and families. One section lists the principles of an anti-racist, trauma-informed organization. Principles include a commitment to equity-based governance and power redistribution. Organizations are also urged to take sustained steps to dismantle racism, white supremacy, and privilege in our structures, policies, procedures, practices, performance evaluations, and outcomes. Perhaps most shocking, the document brazenly encourages organizations to embed racial preferences in the hiring process. The document tells organizations to prioritize the hiring, development, promotion, and retention of people who are Black at all levels of the organization. The document adds that anti-racist organizations must engage in active reparations in their workforce development by unapologetically centering the hiring, promotion, and wellness of Black staff. The document also lays out what it calls radical healing anchors, core beliefs that are allegedly necessary to engage in a radical healing agenda. Among the anchors is collectivism, which is defined in this context as connection of personal liberation with that of broader BIPOC communities, in reference to those who are Black, Indigenous, and people of color. Another anchor is critical consciousness, defined as BIPOC communities' capacity to critically reflect and act upon their socio-political environment. Meanwhile, cultural authenticity and self-knowledge is defined as resisting colonized knowledge and practices while instead honoring ancestral wisdom and promoting racial cultural pride. At one point in the document, the authors even refuse to describe research methods with standardized nomenclature, citing its relation with white dominant culture. It reads, "While it is standard in academic culture to provide a detailed description of research methods using standardized nomenclature, we assert that rigid adherence to these rules reflects an implicit commitment to sustaining white dominant culture." The document includes a vocabulary list, featuring terms like reparations, white supremacy culture, oppression, institutional racism, and tokenism. The NCTSN was created by Congress in 2000 as part of the Children's Health Act to raise the standard of care and increase access to services for children and families who experience or witness traumatic events, its website explains. Breitbart News reported late last year that the NCTSN published a statement in defense of the use of puberty blockers and hormone treatment on minors who are attempting to change their sex. Breitbart News also documented the emergence of the health equity movement, which applies the tenets of critical race theory to the medical field. Spencer Lindquist is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SpencerLNDQST and reach out at slindquist@breitbart.com.